Our session today features live performances from the stage of World Cafe Live during the recent non-convention and conversation with the Ohms, which is a collaboration of the well-known singer-songwriter Pete Yorn and J.D. King. The two met in L.A., where King is a record collector with a passion for 60s music and culture. When he and Pete Yorn met, they clicked, and the Ohms were born as a project for the duo's own enjoyment. We'll talk in a moment, but first up, from the stage of World Cafe Live, the Ohms in a version of the song called On the Line.
I just called to say hello. I love you all the time.
Yeah!
Well, there you go. That is the Ohms live on stage at World Cafe Live in front of a very enthusiastic audience at the non-convention, getting a chance to talk with J.D. King and Pete Yorn about this amazing project. And while we were kind of waiting, we were talking microphones. And J.D., I understand you've got like a pretty fair collection of old stuff.
That I do. I have, two old tube microphones and, like, you know, microphones that they would use at, like, Star Studios in the Phil Spector times and things, and all kinds of magical gadgets.
J.D., you're like 18 years old. How did you get, I know you're not, but how did you get into all this, old stuff?
Well, I always collected records throughout, just since I was, can I even remember. I was always kind of just the record kid. I just collected records as much as I could, in the neighborhood and things. So, just any way I could mimic these sounds, I was captivated, curious whether I could or not. So it was just kind of spawned this whole me going and figuring out, okay, what mic did they use here? What mic did they use on that? What gave them this sound? You know,
is that stuff easy to figure out? Is that easy? Is there? I've often
wondered.
There's
a lot of information now. There wasn't before. Hmm. You know, when I was in the earlier days of microphone collecting, but there's quite a bit of information now. A lot of engineers from those days have come out with like books, like, you know, saying like where the Beatles actually were with the D19 Telefunken microphone, and where like the Coles, microphone was above them as well. So it's interesting.
So this Ohms project that you and Pete Yorn put together was done at your space mostly?
It's just this space that I designed basically from scratch. It just, you know, had it. I designed it and then built it, and it's like kind of a tall ceiling, and it's like a kind of crazy cowboy room. Like there's a lot of, as Pete says, there's like a lot of country, musicians all over the place from the '60s and earlier, and a giant buffalo head that also acts as like a sound cloud. And
it's a very vibey space.
It sounds great.
Pete says it looks like a movie set, but I like aesthetics while you're making music as well. If you're surrounded in a good space, you like get the essence of all that.
Not like our kind of, you know, utilitarian space here. I understand what you're talking about.
Right.
but Pete Yorn, tell a little bit about this relationship, because you guys didn't just get together to do this. In fact, you didn't know you were doing this, but you've known each other a long time.
Yeah, we've known each other for like, I think 8 years, maybe 9 years now. And I was a good friend of JD's girlfriend before he was dating her. And all of a sudden she shows up with this new kid. And I'm like, who's this guy? And JD, if you haven't seen him yet, he's an interesting-looking cat. He's very tall, very skinny, dark hair, always dressed impeccably. And
he's like a dark Brian Jones.
Yeah, kind of. He could be.
I mean, the haircut.
Okay.
Dark coloring, yes.
Yeah.
But at first, I was a little suspicious of him, I remember. And I was like, because I was protective of Linda, who's an old friend, his girlfriend. And as soon as we got to talk, and I remember the first time, we just kind of, I felt an instant connection to him. We were probably talking about some sort of supernatural elements in the world or something bizarre, but we would just kind of hit it off, and we became fast friends. And I found out he was also a musician. He was doing country music, kind of old renegade country style from the '60s, and I was a fan of what he was doing ultimately. And we had toured together a little bit, maybe like 3-4 years ago, and one day we were hanging out up at his house, and I don't know who said it. Like, want to try and write a song together? And we said, all right, we did. And we sat down, and we wrote a song and recorded it the same day. It was called Twice as Nice, and it's on this new record. And that kind of kicked it off. And then every few weeks we'd get together again, write another song, because it was fun, and we enjoyed doing it. And, you know, then all of a sudden we had a record that we get to put out. So it's exciting.
How did you decide on the Ohms? How did the Ohms become who you are?
We were thinking, you know, what did we want to do? We were kind of deciding between should it be like King and Yorn, Pete and JD, what should we do? And one afternoon, someone close to us sent us kind of a list of some name, possible band names.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking down. I don't remember what there was like four on there. And I'm like, yeah. And then there's one down there said the Ohms. I was like, the Ohms. I like that. And I emailed JD. I'm like, JD, what do you think of the Ohms? And he's like, I love it. And I liked it because it sounded like the Troggs or something like that.
Right.
Then I'm like, what the heck is an Ohm? So I looked it up. And what sealed it for me, an Ohm is basically a small blind amphibian that lives in caves in Eastern Europe in complete darkness. And apparently they live for like 100 years and they have super sensory powers. But in the Middle Ages, people thought that they were baby dragons. And for some reason, I'm into baby dragons. And I thought it was just fate. And JD happened to love it too. And we became the Ohms. And we also kind of, ourselves, we're kind of cavey type people. We don't really like to go out too much. And we kind of like lay low until it gets dark out. So I felt it was a funny fit.
That's what I thought you were going to go for, because you're kind of studio rats and you kind of do that kind of thing. Well, let's get back to the stage. And you mentioned Wanna Feel It. So I thought we would go back to the stage and hear that live. And thank you guys so much for number one, doing this. Number two, being here today.
Thank you
so much.
JD King and Pete Yorn are the Ohms.
Wanna feel it too. Without your heart, you spend your days. feel it in my fingers.
Did you say? All right, we're gonna feel it in our fingers right now.
Feel it, everybody.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written in the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
The Olms performance from the stage of World Cafe Live during the recent non-convention, finishing up with a cover of the Troggs' Love Is All Around You. The Olms are Pete Yorn and J.D. King, and the two have a new album together.